MoneyWise Plus is a project that's funded by the National Lottery Fund and the European Social Fund, and it allows people like me to go out there and help, as the partner organisation that I work for with Action Homeless, to help people get better with digital skills, managing their money, and also get them ready and set up so that they have better employability skills and a CV. So we're here to talk about the experience of some of the people that I've worked with. Hello, Kyle. Thank you for joining us today. I believe you've been part of the MoneyWise project. Is that right?
Yes.
And was that with myself?
Yes, it was. Yes.
No, it's been really good working with you, Kyle, and it's really good to see you and talk to you again. How is everything? How are you?
Things are a lot better now. Yeah. I'm still on my course, my CSCS course.
Good.
Doing the final bits of revision.
It's good that we found the right one, because I think we started off looking at the swap schemes with Leicester College, the SOHO swap scheme.
Food safety,
IT.
Yeah, IT, yes.
And we did find the right one?
Yes.
Good.
Found one that I finally stuck to.
I'm very glad to hear it. I know that when we had sessions together and every time, and I know that some of the times you weren't actually feeling particularly up to going,
not
just because you were unwell, but
because of just my background, really. Yeah.
Okay.
Coming from a dark background.
Okay.
So because of the flexibility of the program, I was able to miss appointments without worrying. You know, just text you, let you know, and
I was worried. No. I
at least someone worries about me.
No, I mean, as I said, I know it's the project, and I know that you've sort of, you know, having that engagement with myself, but we always had that agreement that the work that we did was, there was no pressure. It was about finding out what was motivational for you, what you wanted, what steps you needed to take.
Yeah, and able to do stuff in my own time, which was fantastic. There was no pressure. There was no worry of time limits, of having to do stuff within a certain time frame.
And we did do your CV. You already had one.
Yes.
I mean, you worked in 2014.
Yes.
Yeah.
And since my CV was done by yourself.
And you. We did it together.
Yes.
We did it together.
Well, I won't take no credit.
I made the layout better. The content was all yours.
But yeah, since that was done, I got an interview. But unfortunately, didn't get the job.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay, but to think that you had a lot of anxiety prior, you were in town, you made yourself there.
Yeah.
And I mean, compared to where we were, I mean, not having the CV, I know we did some job searching together as well. We found loads of different opportunities for
Definitely.
You.
Definitely, yeah.
And you got some interviews.
Yes.
You got some interviews,
wow.
Kyle.
That's fine, because I'm popular.
Welcome, Stephen. You've actually greeted me with a very smiling, friendly face. Is that because you passed your CSCS course?
Of course I did, Nikki. You know I've done that.
I'm quite good.
I passed it. Yeah, got 96%.
96%. That's incredible. Now, I'm just going to go back 6 months ago when you first joined the MoneyWise Plus project. I just wanted everyone to hear a little bit about what you have been up to and what kind of activities we've sort of done together.
We're in the last 6 months, we've done quite a bit together, you know. We've done updates to my CV, got me on a college course and stuff like that. We've done all different bits and bobs together. So you built my confidence up before that, you know what I was like. In a homeless shelter,
mm-hmm.
I didn't have really much going for me, but then obviously unfortunately I met you.
unfortunately I met you.
And things just got like boosted up a little bit, didn't it? I mean, you got me on a college course, you got me like looking at my money stuff.
You just sorted out your phone as well, right?
You got me a new phone, you got me a laptop for going on the course, doing this college course, and plus I've got an extra qualification, got a CSCS card.
Yeah.
I've got my health and safety certificate, my working at height, and then I'm just waiting for the banksman course to come through now.
And it was actually quite incredible writing your CV, because initially on Indeed you had a couple of lines.
Amazing.
The amount of jobs that you've had. I mean, I know that you've been through quite a lot, Stephen, and I know that currently you're in the homeless sector and also in Action Homeless. But prior to that, you were quite high-flying. You had a really decent job. You had you know, yeah, your
I've
job
done
and
many things. Yeah, yeah, your house. Supervisor.
So yeah. How did that happen? What happened?
Well, I've been working at this, I'm not going to name the company, but I've been working at the company for like 9.5 years, and I've built my way up. I was from the bottom, and I built my way up to the supervisor. I've been in charge of a few people, and I had my house, I had a couple of cars and stuff like that, but then I got mixed in with the wrong sort of people, mm-hmm. and I started doing drugs, mm-hmm. and then after a while, within a year and a half, lost everything, lost my house, lost my cars, lost my job, lost everything. I was living on the streets.
Okay.
And then that's when I come to Action Homeless, that set me up in the homeless shelter, mm-hmm. and I was on a, well, you know, I was on a downward spiral.
Yeah.
I didn't want to get out of bed, I had no motivation, and then one day I just woke up and went, bam, click, I want to get off. So I stopped, I just quit altogether, went cold turkey on all the drugs.
I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. I went through hell for about a month and a half, but then after that we've started working together. Now look at me, within 6 months.
If I'm honest, when I first met you, it was very different having the conversations that we had, but I knew that there was something in you. I think you just needed the guidance and the motivation,
yeah,
and I knew that at some point.
Myself.
Yeah, I think so. So it's really good that you've were able to have that engagement from myself, because although there are targets out there to allow people and motivate them to get into education and training and work, but actually what we really need to think about is building up the foundations, because I think not very many people have that, and even if they did have that, like yourself, you lost all of that.
And
you lost your confidence.
I wouldn't know how to do it though. Like, because I was homeless, I wouldn't know how to join up a college course or do this and that. So money wise and you've helped me out quite a lot.
I am better at managing my money to some extent. My confidence has improved a lot.
Good.
Because of the help from yourself and money wise. And I do feel better about myself.
Good.
So
I mean, I don't know if you mind me asking, but if you were to go back 2.5 years you've been with Action Homeless, is that right? What was your situation before? How did you get?
I was very reluctant to engage with anyone. I was shy, timid. But that, again, that comes from my background, through the fact that I did flee domestic abuse, which is why I struggled engaging with services. Then money-wise, come along.
I feel like smiling right now. I mean, to be honest, like, when I think about it, when you said you wanted to do a confidence-building course at the beginning, which I thought was going to be absolutely brilliant for you, but you apologised and you said to me, well, it seemed like you weren't confident enough to go on the building confidence course.
But
then,
how ironic is that? You know what I mean?
But then a couple of weeks later, I know we spoke, didn't we, about your brother and also, you know, some of your friends and the idea of going into construction, and you brought that idea to me. So it was interesting that there was a course there and I was able to register you onto that, and before I knew it, you was sky flying through it. It was incredible. You went to every single class.
A big difference. I mean, they had the self-confidence building within the CSGO, two birds with one stone, really.
Yeah.
I found that quite difficult, you know, having to talk about my problems and what...
He's doing it now, Stephen.
You know, I know, but it just seems weird. So when you've got to write it down.
Yeah.
And when you write things down, you can actually see it in front of you.
Yeah.
It like makes it more real. And you're like, wow.
But I think the idea that it was built into the course, so it was confident for you to actually join this construction course anyway.
Yeah.
And they, ironically, they had the confidence building in there.
Yeah.
But what you've gone and done, you've gone out every single day from being in the environment that you're in the hostel, and got yourself up, got yourself into college and got yourself qualified. And when you're in a better position, you've got that at your advantage to be able to then go out and get a job, your CV's done. So
I was quite lucky in a way, because you helped me out quite a lot. My brother, he's helped me out a hell of a lot. Do you know what I mean? I've had support from my parents and that lot, and I'm quite lucky, because quite a few people haven't had what I've had. But I've done the hard work myself, like becoming clean.
Yeah.
That was the hardest thing I've ever had to do, literally. It was hard, it was horrible.
Yeah. I remember seeing that. I remember being part of that process, you coming into the office, you telling me, you know, that Everything's different. You've lost everything. You didn't see any way up at that point.
Yeah, you know.
And you know, if you don't mind me saying, there was times where you didn't really want to.
Didn't want to live.
You didn't want to be there.
No, you know I tried to commit. You know what happened that month, don't you? So
yeah,
I did. I hit rock bottom. Mm. Hit rock bottom, and just one day I just woke up, and someone just clicked in my head. Thought, no, I ain't doing it anymore.
Mm.
And just stopped everything. I stopped smoking, I stopped drinking, I stopped doing all the heavy drugs.
Yeah.
Stopped everything. Just went cold turkey for ages and then started working with you. And now look at me.
Okay, so you've been through quite a bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the situation that you are now, think about how everything's going to be in the future. I know this is just setting you up, but you're on a journey. And well, this is part of the journey, really.
Here's hoping that one day we'll get a job.
You will. So, I like the way that you said will, because there was a lot of emphasis and conviction in that statement. I think that you've got everything in your peril. You've got all the work that we've done together as well. And again, it's not necessarily about getting that job now. You know, it's about setting yourself up, being flexible, being ready, knowing that you've already got stuff that's already registered. You know, we've already talked about how easy jobs are to apply for when you're ready.
Yeah.
Like, if your CV's already on there, you're on different job sites. I mean, how quick is it for you to even download the app and just apply on the phone whilst you're walking?
It's a lot easier now. Now that you've helped me upload my CV to job sites, it's a lot easier for me to apply.
Mm.
Whereas before, I wouldn't know where I was going, wouldn't know what I was doing.
And isn't it quite funny that, I mean, before this, I don't even think that you would have even really looked at Indeed, right? I mean,
no, I would not have touched that site at all.
And, you know, it's actually really okay to browse as well.
Yeah.
There's no reason to, you don't have to apply for a job. You can actually see what's out there.
Yeah. And it's just, I do look now and again to see what jobs are going.
Mm.
And like I said, now that the CV is up there, I can just apply whenever.
Yeah. It's not even my engagement with yourself as well, because I've got to give credit to also the people in Action Homeless that were there for you too. So I was one of the avenues of your support, which you were able to come to get your motivation, to get, you know, everything sort of like flowing, that encouragement, that motivation and moving forward, seeing that kind of level of future, but not actually getting there yet, just having that foundation laid.
Yeah.
But also from the other side with medication, with support, and actual support work.
My doctor helped me out, my CPN.
Your doctor.
He's been brilliant.
Your support worker
in
Action Homeless.
Everyone, Jodie, Zoltan. You've all been brilliant. You brought me a hell of a lot.
And even Kyle as well, right?
Unfortunately, he's been there, look.
But it has been really good. It's been really good to see you again, honestly.
Well,
it's good that you're
nice
doing
to see you as well.
Well, so. And hopefully you've got the skills to sort of move forward in the future, and I'm always around if you want to.
Yeah, well, like I said, before I've done this college school, I was rubbish on computers. I didn't know what I was doing, but I've learned quite a lot. I've learned stuff I never thought I would have learned. I've learned stuff that I didn't want to learn, but I still learned it. You know,
I remember
I mean?
Calling you and you were like, "What? Why are you calling me, Nikki?" And I'm in college. I'm in the computer lab. I'm doing my work. Leave me alone.
I got told off for that, you know. Well, I supposed to answer my phone? I'm an adult.
If you did want any more information about joining the project on MoneyWise Plus, you can call us on 0300 003 7004, or you can visit our website. It's www.moneywiseplus.co.uk.